Acknowledgements. 95% of this story is true, and most of the people in it were or are real, although I changed a few names. I created the other 5% after extensive research. I changed the last name of the family out of respect for the privacy of the still-living members. I also changed Harry Barrington to Jaime Barrington to avoid confusing the reader with two Harrys. Robert Louis Firestone was a real person, a gangster and a racketeer in Cleveland. He was my great uncle. I was fortunate to have access to newspaper articles about him from the Cleveland Memory Project. I'm very grateful for their help. The name of Elliot Ness will surely be known to most readers. Thank you to the librarians at the Maryland State Archives. I enjoyed looking through their documents. It was a surprise to see the name of attorney Edgar Allan Poe, great-nephew of the famous writer. I imagined him and Harry bumping into each other in the hallways on their way to and from court. Thanks to Kevin Boylan, PhD, my husband and personal historian, for making sure I had my facts straight, and for being my first editor. Thanks, too, to Mr. Alan Hillman, attorney extraordinaire and good friend. I'm very grateful to all the friends and family members who read early drafts of this novel. Thank you for being so supportive of my efforts to publish my first work of fiction. I must thank my mother, Natty, most of all. Throughout my career, she has given me wonderful ideas about which to write. Thanks to her, many of my ideas ended up in scholarly publications. My mother always wondered why her father, Harry, didn't practice law. The impetus for the book came from trying to help her solve that mystery. She also provided wonderful details about her childhood and her family. Somehow, despite everything she endured, she emerged a smart, independent, bright, and beautiful woman with an easygoing personality and a marvelous sense of humor. She's been a wonderful mother and an amazing nurse. I loved listening to her stories about my father, Eddie, whom I miss every day.